Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say I remember and I forgot. Today, we have a very interesting guest, Nelson Dallas, with us. Nelson, he is the four-time USA memory champion. Hi, Nelson.
Hi, Xiaolan. How you doing?
Yeah, good. 你好.
你好.
你好. Thank you for joining us. And I'm really curious, what does it take to become a memory champion? What do you need to remember?
That's a good question. A lot of people ask me if I'm born with this skill, but it's actually something I taught myself. So to have a good memory, to be a champion, it actually takes a lot of practice. And we practice the events at the competition, which are memorizing decks of playing cards, numbers, names, words, and poems.
Right. Can you say that again? You got okay, I caught you. Okay. Right. Actually, having good memory is quite important. I remember once I chatted with a billionaire, and he's a financial guy, and I asked him, is that because you study maths or economics or because you are so good at trading? And what does it take to become a billionaire? He told me one thing. Good memory.
Really?
So from that moment onwards, I realized I have no chance.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a billionaire yet, but that's good to hear.
You're on the way up, especially you told me you self-taught yourself. So you have a great chance, much greater than I. So to say to remember in Chinese, it's only one sound. Let's get that right.
Okay.
Ji. 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 Perfect. You already spoke Chinese. Ji.
Ji.
Ji. It's a fourth tone. We go down. Ji.
Ji.
Ji. Ji, in fact, in Chinese character, is the combination of two words. On the left side, we have the character for to speak. And on the right side, we have the character, it means oneself. To speak to oneself, you remember. And Chinese makes sense. And when people created the Chinese characters in the ancient time, they just made sense with things. They combined different characters to create many more. So the way we learn how to remember things, very often, we just speak to ourselves.
Yeah. What do those characters look like?
You need our book, a Chinese ebook, to look at that. But actually, in our app and also on the website, you can see those characters. To remember is ji.
Ji.
Ji. And if you say, I already remembered, then I say ji de.
Ji de.
Ji de. And ji is the same word. De, that means to obtain. To get something, so I have obtained my memory. 记得.
记得.
记得. Perfect. And to say I forgot, we involved with 记 as well, because 记 is the memory. But then before 记, we say 忘.
忘.
忘. 忘记.
忘记.
忘记 means to forget. 忘记.
忘记.
忘 is also the fourth tone. So both words, we go down. 忘记.
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 Yeah, 忘 sounds like wrong in English.
Yeah.
It's wrong remembering, right?
A little bit. 忘记. And 忘记. 忘, it's also a very interesting character. It's a combination between the heart and to die. So my heart, I lost my heart, I lost my mind.
Yeah.
Then I forget.
Interesting. I love this about Chinese, that there's a little story behind where these words come from. That's what helps make it so memorable, I think.
That's right. And I remember there's some memory technique you guys use. You tell yourself a story.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
That's for cards, for numbers, words, anything. We just basically visualize some bizarre story.
Right.
And it comes down to meaning, right? If you give something complicated some meaning, some association, then it's easier to remember.
Right. So how about you teach us how to remember 忘记?
忘记. So to forget. If I was teaching someone how to remember that, I'd have to come up with a picture for G. Why would remember be G? Mm-hmm. And I don't know, what comes to mind is maybe when you're thinking, you say to yourself, oh, gee, you think, right? You think, oh, gee, what would it be? And then, like I said before, Wong to me sounds like wrong. So if you've got a wrong thinking process going on, then that's to forget, right?
Right.
So a wrong G would be,
Okay.
I mean, it's close enough. So then you obviously have to know how to say it correctly, which I guess would be Wong Chi. Yeah.
Yeah, so now I 记得 how to say 忘记.
Yeah, exactly. G.
I remember how to say I forgot.
Yeah.
Okay, 我记得 is I,
我, yeah.
我, so if I say I remembered, so I can say 我记得,
我记得.
我记得, and you is 你. So if I want to say you remembered, I just say 你记得.
你记得?
Wow, so in no time you're going to speak Chinese everywhere.
That's
Okay.
good. I knew ni hao, and then I knew another phrase, qing bu yao peng wo.
请不要骗我, don't trick me.
Yeah,
That
exactly.
that's very
So,
useful. So that's repeat to remember, 记,
记,
记. And then when you obtain the memory, you say 记得.
记得,
You forgot, 忘记,
忘记.
忘记. Right, so have you ever forgotten anything?
Yeah, I forget things a lot, actually, especially with my wife can tell you that.
We need to
It
invite
comes,
her.
yeah. I remember very complicated things when I'm focused, but in everyday life, sometimes when I'm not paying attention, of course, I forget a good
Right.
amount of things, like anybody else.
Okay, yeah, no, I love a movie called Finding Dory.
Oh, yeah, not that bad. I'm not that bad.
No, I am that I'm that bad.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like her. And when I was watching Finding Nemo many years ago, I found Dory annoying because she was just like me. No, I was just like her and
Yeah,
kept
yeah.
forgetting things. All right, what would be the most important practice we can do on a day-to-day basis to improve our memory?
Yeah, that's a great question. The easiest and simplest thing, and this may sound very obvious, is to pay attention. It's very easy in this day to be distracted and use your phone or your computer to supplement your memory, but there's no better way to improve your memory than to be present and to focus on what you're memorizing.
Right.
The next step would be to come up with pictures to try to visualize what you're memorizing. And that means trying to create a little story or some context, something to make what you're memorizing meaningful in your mind's eye so you can visualize it.
I understand that you're also involved in some charitable work.
Yes, I started training my memory because of my grandmother. She had Alzheimer's disease. And because of all the things I kind of taught myself and learned about memory along the way, I decided to start a charity called Climb for Memory. Combines a passion that I have, which is mountain climbing,
Right.
is trying to raise awareness and funds for Alzheimer's research. So climbformemory.org is where my charity lives, and people can go there and check it out and make a contribution or be a part of our cause.
Right. Thank you for sharing with us. That's very meaningful. Thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We have Nelson with us sharing about how to remember and how to forget. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见。
再见. Oh, that means goodbye.
Goodbye.
再见.